With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel is on alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader is killed in a Beirut strike. Charles de Ledesma with that report.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The US has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. national debt has hit a record $34 trillion. Norman Hall has more.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
America's employers posting 8.8 million job openings in November, down slightly from October, and the fewest since March 2021, but demand for workers does remain strong. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 211 points, the S&P 500 off 26. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says Texas does not have to accept abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
Abortion opponents have been challenging the emergency care law guidance in multiple states, including Texas, where the state also joined the lawsuit after they won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's just been rejected by a three-judge panel. Opponents say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of a mother, but that the federal guidance goes too far. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Once again, abortion, the number one cause of death in the world during 2023, according to Worldometer, which tracks global population data. More than 73 million abortions carried out around the globe last year. All other possible causes of death accounted for 67 million. This is SRN News. Nearly a dozen small communities are being counted again by the U.S. Census.
11 small cities in Illinois and Iowa have signed agreements with the U.S. Census Bureau for a second count of their residents this year. City officials in those communities say their populations have grown so fast in 3 years that officials believe they are leaving state funding for roads and other items on the table. Some also believe that a new count would open their communities to new businesses by showing they've crossed a population threshold. Bondurant, Iowa was a city of more than 8,700 residents in mid-2022. That's an 18% increase over the 2020 census figure. I'm Donna Warder.
A small rare herding dog called the Lancashire Heeler is the latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club. The organization announcing the breed is now eligible for thousands of U.S. dog shows. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.